Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, God to bless you, and welcome to a Kingdom Call, because it is Kingdom Time. I am your host tonight. My name is Elder Jordan, and we are excited to have you with us tonight. I'd like to first of all start by giving thanks to Almighty God and this opportunity to be able to share the Kingdom with all of our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, what God is doing in this hour, as well as Granny's Place for allowing this to be. And so we are excited about what God is doing, what God is saying, and the doors of opportunity that He is opening. Amen. And I would like to first just share with you a little bit about what God is doing with the ministry. This is Linda Jordan's outreach ministry, and God has given us a plethora of avenues to be able to share the gospel. And so we do have an outreach that we are able to reach and touch the people in a very special way throughout the Metroplex, as well as in other states abroad that He has allowed doors to open for us. Now, this month we are celebrating Thanksgiving and giving God thanks and all of the many things that He has done and is doing for us. And so we will be at the Tipton Park in West Dallas, and that will be this Saturday. And our theme is Thanksgiving in the Park. Amen. We want to be able to touch people in a special way, sharing the love of God and releasing Jesus' love and His joy. And so we're going to be in the park, and I invite all of you that are in the Metroplex to come out and be a part of that powerful fellowship. We will have rap groups. We'll have some rap groups, entertainers, Christian rap. We'll have Christian rap. We will have Silent Praise, which is an awesome woman that does her ministry in with her hands. We will have the All About God's Ministry, which is a very well-known rap group, and they'll be there with their full ministry to minister. We'll have things there for the children, face painting, bounce house. We'll have a wonderful Thanksgiving spread, and we cannot be about the Father's business without sharing a word, amen, because it is the word that sets you free. So we will be feeding the word of God, and we'll be serving natural food, and that will be our Thanksgiving in the park on Saturday, this Saturday from 12 to 4 in the Tipton Park in West Dallas. And then we'll be going on to December. We will be at Edgewood Manor that is in South Dallas. And we'll have Christmas with the seniors. That is a senior citizen apartment complex, and God has allowed us to be there to share with them throughout the year. So we'll close the year with celebrating the birth of Christ with them, and that will be the second Saturday in December at Edgewood Manor. Then we will be closing out the year with a kingdom call, and that is our Intercessory International Net Prayer Network. And we will be on a prayer watch the end of the year, the end of December, praying through the night, leaving 2014 behind and bursting into 2015. Giving God praise and commanding the blessings of God to be on all of us as we enter into 2015. So keep that in prayer. And if you're in the area, if you want to connect with the Kingdom Call during our prayer time, you can email us. And the email address is Exhaling Ministry. That is EXHALING. MINISTRY at sbcglobal.net, as well as if you would like to get information about the awesome work that the Lord is allowing us to do. It is kingdom time, saints. And when all of God's children can come together to catapult his work into the different areas that God is calling us to do, we can do it a lot better. We can go a lot further, and it can be so much more powerful with all of us coming together. And so keep that in mind. We have a website that you can visit. The website is lindajordanministries.com. That will give you more information of what we're doing, as well as finding us on Facebook. Facebook would also be Linda Jordan Ministries. And we'll update information, and you'll be able to connect with us. Amen. And so we're excited about having this opportunity to share. We would ask, as we continue on with this time of intercession, a kingdom call, that you will join us and have an opportunity to send us your prayer requests, and however we would be able to be a blessing to you. With the prayer request, you can also email that to us, and that would be at the same email address, EXHALINGMINISTRY at sbcglobal.net. And we'll be sure to come in agreement with you and what you're believing God for according to his word for your life. Amen. So before we go any further, I did want to just share a word because of it being the season of thanks. We get so caught up with the hustle and the bustle of life We get caught up with the busyness of the things that we normally do. We get caught up with what we hear on the news, what we see with our eyes, and sometimes it could kind of get us a little off focus. And we are thankful that society has recognized a time to reflect and give thanks. But as believers, as women and men of God, there is not a day that should pass us without giving God praise. The songwriter said that every day, amen, is a day of thanksgiving. And so we want to be mindful and not to let the busyness and the cares and all of the hats and all of the things and the priorities and the responsibilities and the obligations that we have already committed to smother out and drown out our words of thank you to the Almighty, all-powerful God. Is that all right? And so sometimes we just need to be reminded, and sometimes we just need somebody to whisper some things in our ear and so tap us on our shoulder and cause us not to lose focus of where all the praise, all of the thanks, all of the adoration, who we need to direct that to. God has allowed us, saints, to almost see an end of 2014. And if you know like I know, it has been a difficult year. A lot has gone on, and we're still experiencing a lot. But God is good. And he is faithful. And we've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging for bread. Amen. And so for that, we are saying hallelujah and thank you, Lord. And so I was reminded as I meditate on the word and, you know, with us celebrating Thanksgiving, that we not be like the 10 leprets, which is where I just want to take your attention to for a few moments. The 10 leprets, and let's look at the book of Luke, St. Luke, chapter 17, and the reading is from the 11th verse to the 17th verse, I believe. And here beginning the reading of God's word. And I'm actually reading out of the New Living Translation. And it says, as Jesus continued toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 leprets stood a distance, crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go, show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. Mm-hmm. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. I'll repeat that. Thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? No one returned to give him glory. No one returned except this foreigner. Mm. And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. Your faith has healed you. Amen. And that we can find ourselves so easily, saints, caught up in this passage, just as the other 9 lepers that received their healing but never came back to say thank you. As we go through, you know, we have sickness and illness and diseases on the horizon more and more and more. But I can tell you and I can declare to you that miracles are on the horizon even the more. God is in the miracle business, and he seeketh such that will come to him in faith and believing him, but then not just accepting what he does, but saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so these leprets, you know, they were crying out. They had this disease where they, you know, had to be separated because they were contagious. You know, that right there is, you know, a strain on you, not being able to be with your family, not being able to be around common people. Then they were embarrassed by having to announce themselves that, you know, unclean, unclean, if they were to go out in public to be around people. How humiliating is that? Amen. Unclean, unclean, a leopard coming through. That's degrading, you know, but we can find ourselves in that, maybe not shouting unclean, but being broken in our bodies with help, with sickness, taking us out, taking us down, crying out to God and going before him, having the intercessors, having the church, having the saints to intercede and stand in the gap and going before God and pleading your case, and God answers. And because you are so caught up in what is going on with you or what you have not been able to do because you've been sick, down and out, that you just keep going to whatever you need to do, whatever is important to you, but not pausing and thanking God for what he has done. Amen. We don't want to be like the nine lepers. They received their healing, but they were not made whole. Because the thing that makes you whole, come on now, is receiving a blessing from the Lord. Because being well and being made whole are two different things. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to just be made, I don't want to just be well. I want to be made whole. And a touch from the Master will make you whole. And that's what the Samaritan, he was made whole. He received the blessing from God because he did not take it for granted. He went back because he knew that it was a miracle, and he knew that the miracle worker was Jesus, and he did not hesitate to go back. And so I want to encourage us as, you know, we continue through the rest of this week, we continue through the rest of this month, and even through the year, to take that time to tell God thanks, to take that time to steal away and give him praise. We've been delivered from sickness, disease, from poverty, all kinds of things that God has done that we take so for granted. That we even got up this morning is a blessing. That we were able to enter into our workplace was a blessing. That we were able to make it back to our homes safely is a blessing. That God has healed us. People are dealing, I get prayer requests all the time of court cases, of evictions, of cars, needing cars, automobiles, transportation, looking for promotions on their job. And God intervenes and God moves and he answers because that's his good pleasure to give good gifts to his children. But his children cannot forget to come back and say, thank you, God. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Father. Amen. So we want, you know, we have people that have been healed from cancer. We've had tumors to just shrink up. We've had bones to just come back in place. God is blessing. God is healing. God is delivering. God is setting us free. How dare we not take the time and go back in our secret place, in our quiet place, in our closet, and tell God, thank you. Thank you, sir. Amen. I want to encourage you tonight to not be too busy, to not be too preoccupied, to not be so caught up in everything that you're doing, because he's allowing you to do it. He's giving you the grace to balance all of the things that you are balancing, to do all of the marvelous and the awesome things that you're doing. But we cannot go back and tell him thank you. You need that anointing. You need that blessing. You need his touch for you to continue on to do all of the things that he has called you to do. So I just want to encourage you with that word, and that maybe you'll just meditate. It's so many things just in those few scriptures that we could pull out, because one of the things was that the instructions that he gave, you know, he said go before even seeing that they were healed, because of their obedience to the instructions of the man of God, they begin to receive their healing. So they had trust. They have faith in God, and that's a whole different subject for us as we enter into 2015, amen, as God begins to speak to us about where he wants to take us in the new year that we're entering into 2015. We have to believe God, amen. We may not always see the answer, but see is the manifestation, but if God has spoken and given us the instruction, we have to have enough faith to begin to walk in the direction, begin to move in the direction, doing what God has called us to do, believing that he is going to cause it to come together, whatever the vision is. So that's a whole different story. That's a whole different message. But it's, they had faith. Well, they were in a crisis. They were hard up. They were willing to try anything. Anybody can tell me anything to bring me out of where I am. And now is Jesus giving some instructions? Absolutely. So how desperate are you in the situation that you're in tonight that you will trust God with what he says and you just walk that thing out? Amen. So God bless you on tonight. Be encouraged, and I pray that you will be back with me on next Wednesday at 9:30, and we will continue to believe and trust God as we join our faith together to believe for great miracles as we enter into our Thanksgiving season. So you be blessed, and we will close out with a word of prayer. If this has encouraged you in any way, please send us an email. Please hit us up on Facebook. Please let us know that we were a blessing to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor tonight, Lord God. Father, we come in the name that is above all name. We come in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just thank you that you are faithful. You are just. You are King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lord God. Father, we have so many requests that has come in, and we want to bring them before you, God. And we pray now for every form of sickness, every form of cancer, tumor, to shrink, to go in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for complete and total healing. We thank you that greater is he that is within us than the enemy that will try to come against us. We decree that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper, Lord. And we stand on your promises that by your stripes we are healed. For every person that is dealing with any form of sickness, Lord God, it's your report that we believe. And we thank you that you died for our sin and sickness and disease, Lord God. And we apply the blood of Yeshua. We apply the healing blood of Jesus over every part of the body. Hey, glory to God. That body, that part would be restored and will function in the totality in which you created it to function, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this time, Lord God, to even, oh God, look upon the word that St. Luke reminded us about the leopard. God, let us not be like the nine as you bless us to go our way and not come back and say thank you. Father, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for what you've done as we have come down to just a month or two before 2014 is over. Father, you've been good to us, and we say thank you. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. You've provided for us, God. You've taken care of us. You've healed our bodies. You've restored our families. Oh, God, you sustained us when it said it was a famine. Father, you're good, and we love you, God. And we thank you for all that you have done, for you are a great God. And we lift this up in the name that is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless each of you. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.